वंदेहं श्री गुरु.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 2nd of January 1976 in Bombay, India.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
He gave me an introductory letter. So he received me. Right. At the beginning, I was staying at this camp.
Right.
But I did not say anything, but I knew it.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did.
I was his guest, you are receiving kindly. Of course, I was indirectly saying him that you are not doing that. I don't know what more I could do.
No. I have so much love for you, and I said I must come for a darshan.
Thank you.
I was telling to the devotees, I said, you are
you
the...
You are with Dr. Mishra?
No, I'm not. I was telling all the devotees here, I said, Sri Prabhupada is the first man who brought bhakti in the West, where it is needed most. Because there they are so much in the head, thinking. This path of love is so profound.
You see, to present a real genuine thing.
Very genuine
thing. Material.
That is why it is growing so beautifully, because it is genuine.
It is the duty of the Indians to give that genuine thing. That is Parabhuma. Before me, all these Samis and Yogis went there to achieve that.
No, they were afraid to give the truth, because they were afraid they will not be accepted.
And they did not know the truth. One is on the platform of truth. Why you should be afraid?
Sure.
Yeah. They did not know what is true. We will begin from the Vedananda.
All the way, right? See, after you came, I was there in 1960. I started teaching yoga. But after you came, I became fearless to teach bhakti and chant mantra. Now we have lots of bhakti in ashram. Lots of bhakti. And I pay that respect to you because I was afraid to give that because I thought they are Christians and they will not like so much devotion. They will misunderstand. But you have performed a miracle. God, Krishna has performed a miracle through you. It's just very amazing. Greatest miracle on earth. It's just, I just feel so strongly about it.
Very, very kind of you.
Right. And this is what I'm doing too. Everyone, we have about 180 people who live permanently in the ashram. And they all practice celibacy. Everyone wakes up at 4 o'clock and they sleep by 9 o'clock. They don't touch even each other. They sleep separately, they sleep different quarters. They sit even separately in satsang, and everything strict. No drugs, no alcohol, no meat, no tea, no coffee, no garlic, no onion,
very
pure.
We are following you.
Yes.
But yeah, we have got any deity.
Yes, Lord Krishna and Radha is our deity. My guru is Swami Kripalvananji. He is in Baroda, near Baroda, he has an ashram. He practiced his sadhana for 27 years, and 12 years was complete silence. The last few years he is speaking once or twice a year, because many people request.
He's not chanting.
During his silence, his chanting is allowed, because when he says, when you say the name of the Lord, that's not called breaking the silence. So he chants.
Silence means you shall not talk nonsense.
That's
chant Hare Krishna.
That's right.
Instead of wasting time talking on this material thing,
right.
Better chant Hare Krishna. That is positive.
Right.
And the silence is negative.
Right.
Stop nonsense, speak sense.
Right.
That's Param Dishtha Nivartan. Param Dishtha Nivartan.
Mm-hmm.
One ceases in nonsense. And Param is okay. Param Dishtha Nivartan. Many of our better things, when you have natural results, if anything material, that is results.
Right.
Karma, jnana, yoga, they are all material. Karma, jnana, yoga, is not true. So far, yogas, they are all material.
You consider that as a material? Only bhakti yoga is more.
Yeah.
That's true.
Karma. What is the difference between the Kornis and yogis? Yogis want some siddhis. And Kornis want some material profit.
Okay.
Both of them are in one. They are not free from one.
No, it depends on the yogi. My guru is a yogi, but yogi, he never demonstrated any power ever.
He wants siddhi.
Right.
Yogi, suppose nowadays yogis, they have no siddhi.
That's right, even they don't have that.
They simply say yogi, but real yogi means they have got siddhis after siddhi.
Right, they are after siddhi.
Manivara, Gima, Majma, Prakriti. Yogis, if you are real yogis, then I can put you into the low, to the office, and you can come. That is
yogis.
Right. Not by simply showing some posture.
That's right, it's a real siddhi.
That is another thing to control the senses.
Mm-hmm.
But real yogis may, the first siddhi is anima.
Anima.
Yogi is
they can become smaller than the smaller.
Smaller than the smaller. If there is little hole in the room, you come. How is that yogi? That is yogi.
Not today.
They are very cheating. They have no siddhi.
My guru there, he reached Nirvikalpa Samadhi 7 years ago. Now he is going into divine body, the inner changes are happening, he says. The new pure body. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, every 500 years, one yogi reaches that pure body. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sant Gnaneshwar, they are the two last who reach that
Chaitanya
body.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never said.
Divine body? Says this is written in Shastra.
You become beyond. You mean to say that it is not dying?
Yes, because then the body will dissolve like
body,
his guru.
Body, your body, may get young body. Does it mean that it is guaranteed that you will not die?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Guaranteed.
He can reappear anytime, reconstruct his body physically or
reappear any. Soul is reborn. Bhutya, bhutya, praliyas. Prasadhi, antaram, prasadhi. So reappear. That is natural. That is not wonderful. Everyone is reacting. Prasadhi, antarastha. Suppose you are in this test, And after 1 hour, you come in another place. So you are there, grace is changed.
Hmm.
That is happening by nature.
Right.
It doesn't require any yoga.
In the spiritual body, means
soul. Spiritual body is not powered by the material body. Anything material that will not exist. The body is finished, then he has to have a body. Just like the dress is old. It is finished, you take another dress. And when you haven't got to take dress at this material body, and you remain in your spiritual body, that is not mukti. So that can be achieved only in Krishna consciousness. Tattadiham punarjanma naiti mame madhyajino tijanti mame. If you practice Krishna consciousness, then it is possible. Otherwise not. Saptadiham. Everyone has to give up because his body will be old and one has to give up. But saptadiham punarjanma, he doesn't accept any more material. Then when he is finished, no, he's not finished. Mamehi. He becomes eligible to go back home, back to God. And there he dances with Krishna. That is here. Mukti hitya andhakarvita sarupena avastiti. Andhakarvita. Now this rupa is not spiritual, this is material. So mukti means when he gives us his material body and no one accepts any material body, he transferred to the spiritual one. To play with Krishna, to dance with Krishna, to talk with Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
That is Paramahansa Siddhi. And so long, one is the material thing, he, the lower stage is the Kunni, the little higher stage Jnani, the little higher stage Yogi. The higher stage, Bhakti Yogi.
Bhakti. No matter what path you follow, bhakti, without Bhakti it is incomplete.
You cannot go to God.
No, without Bhakti.
Akyamava Vijana. Krishna never says, by karma, jnana, yoga, one can continue. So unless you take the bhakti, a little enhancement is maybe, but that is material.
It's not of the highest nature.
So you take, you have taken from bhakti yoga, but take it seriously. Pure bhakti yoga. Anna vilasita sundam. Then,
Shiranam Bhakti Uttama. Shiranam Bhakti Uttama.
Klishanti. Just to know things, he is simply traveling. His gain is the traveling only. She is sitting in bhakti, is a pastor. Klishanti ji ki valabodha lokha. So gyan, this gyan is to understand. That is the scientists. They are getting some knowledge, studying some features.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they gain more?
Just information and a memory.
They cannot give any real position. They are studying so many molecules, so many atoms, so many these, so many. They are missing there. That is only going on. How it is going on? Who has set up the machine going on? That is everything.
Right. They don't know the key part of it.
Neither they can set up similar arrangements. They simply study.
They can study what is, but they can do not know how it
not
came about.
Yes. So what is that? A gap.
And you know, it can at the most increase the convenience of the material plane.
Real
no
gyan is today in the Bhagavad Gita. I know. Etat gyanam. Tatat gyanam jagatam bhatha. What is gyan? That is today. But what is gyan? Everyone is of gyan. There are people that told me has little more gyanis. But Gyan is not complete unless you know the Supreme.
Unless he has realized.
Not realized, no, just like we are talking personally. You see.
The man is known without the stone. He saw Shanti Rajavan. Acharya Upasana.
This is Acharya Upasana. That is required. But these yogis, jnanis, for me, they have no acharya. They are self-made. Just like Dr. Vishnu. He is self-made. So what do you do? Now he's got a...
Yes.
He's in the trap.
Yes. Yes.
He's not a scientific man, but he presents himself as very scientific. That is not
Sayam Atma Vinigraha Indriyateshu Vairagyam Panahankara Eva.
Indriyateshu Vairagyam. Not to indulge in self-judgment, not to dress himself as a sadhu, as a sangha.
Not external.
He is servant from his senses, and he has become a sadhu. How seeking.
That's the real meaning.
Sami means who is the controller.
Master of the senses.
Instead of Sami, he is servant of his senses. And he is preaching a Sami. These Samis go to the foreign country. Indriyathe su vairagya.
They have vairagya to his senses. From the senses.
Vairagya. 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 That's his name. He has seized all material desires. There is no material desire. And the concentrated material enjoyment is sex. So one could not control his sex life, how he is having his teacher.
That is the most potent of all the external attachments. That's the truth.
Mahaseva dharam ahuddhi mukte. Mahaseva dharam ahuddhi. Tvam dhyaram jhusitam sandhi sandhi. Tvam dhyaram. Vidhyaram tamisham adanta bhuhi. Adanta bhuhi. By uncontrolled senses, mind is going down and down to the darkest region of material existence. Adanta bhuhi. So, those who are sensuous, one should not be sensuous, that is also, and if he mixes with sensuous person, then he also going to the hell.
Right. One who attaches himself to that,
is it? He is also going to the hell. Adanta bhuvi visaran tamis. Punak punak jag vitachar manana. Acharya Upasana, without being under the control of Acharya, these are all followers.
That's exactly I believe that's so true.
Anahankara Ivacha, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyari, Dukkha Dosha Vidarshan.
That's showing some magic. Just like this child was being cheated. So, he could not check the process of death. Like that, it is possible to stop the process of death. Janno mitra jara badi dukhte khawa diyal. Unhappiness is this. Janno mitra jara badi. Otherwise, there is knowledge. He does not know what is the miserable condition of life. Everyone knows that he is going to die. He has taken birth. He has become old. He has suffered diseases. Then where is the solution? And America, the yoga practice is very popular. And they want some solution of the miseries. But here it is saying, where is the solution? Janamitra Jarabaji is there. So where is your solution? You cannot stop there.
No.
Then where is the solution? This is cheating. I shall make solution of your suffering. But an intelligent man will say, can you make a solution of my death, of my old age, of my disease, of my birth? That is knowledge. They are poor fellows, they have no knowledge. And they cheat. What is solution? Solution is this Krishna power. Tadi han punat janma nai tu. Other is cheating.
Other is settling for the lesser, and it doesn't take you to the higher.
That means they do not know. What is solution? What is the process of solution?
Right. Just taking care of the body doesn't take you anywhere.
You may take care as carefully as possible, but it will not exist.
Right. No matter how much you take care of
it. That is another foolishness. Janma mitra jara badi dukha dosha anudarshana. Completely detached from family life. Anavishanna, not to associate with so called society, family, community.
All detachment from everyone.
This is all material. Asakti rana vishanna putra dara vihadisa.
Nityam chasavas chatattva ishta rishto patishya.
Nityam. One must know tata ikana nahannate hannavane sarire. So I must act accordingly. And so far material distress and happiness is samachitta.
No, samachitta. Under both success and failure.
It is in material. They are superstitious.
Right. It's so beautiful to hear that. And I know you mean it.
Yeah.
Vaichananya yogena bhaktir abhyatacharini.
This is possible when it is added with bhakti.
With bhakti, then only.
Moi cha. Cha means also. Simply practicing these things will not help.
Right.
Unless there is bhakti, there is not envy.
It's not complete.
No, it is not envy. One may be artificially dying. But if there is no bhakti, he'll fall down.
He'll fall down.
Just like Vishwamitra was a great yogi. But because there was no bhakti, he fell down. He had relationship with Menaka.
Menaka.
And gave birth to Shakuntala. Such a big yogi. So he fell down. He must fall down. In Maya. Because there is no bhakti. So there are so many cases in Sri. Fall down. Then, if you fall down, then where is your bhakti again? happen. But bhakti does not follow. If he is really on the bhakti stage, he does not follow. Others must follow.
Others
must follow. Arichakrachena parama padama tataha patantiyala anandita jusmat angaya.
Vikta nation saved him, Aradhya Janasam Sari. Adhyatma jnana nityatvam, tattva jnana tadarsha.
Tattva jnana tadarsha. Ajnanam jat aka annatha. Anything else that is ajnanam.
Anything else
is
ajnanam.
Ajnanam.
Prem bhakti is
ajnanam. That's tattva-jnanam tattva. Tattva-manis-tattva. Bhajanti-tattva. Vidas-tattva. That jnanam and jayam, brahmeti, paramatmeti, bhagavan. One who has understood these three features of the absolute knowledge, brahma, paramatma and bhagavan, he knows tattva. Do jnanati tattva. So is the tattva jnana? Tattva jnanata darshan. That is philosophy. One is trying to understand the tattva. Bhagavan says, Bhaktyamamam janati javan jaschan tattva. This is tattva. Bhagavad Gita and then distorting the meaning of Bhagavad Gita, explaining in their own way, cheating people. We are presenting therefore Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is exactly. But we are now situated in this asat situation, life after life.
Mm-hmm.
That is called mithya sansara vatva. Accepting one body after another, another, another. Therefore asat sanga tyagi vaishnava. Then, what is that asat? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Asat has three shabdas. Krishna bhakta. There are two asats.
Krishna?
Two asats.
Two asats.
Asat sangata. I have to give up asat association. Then the next question is, how will you know which asat is asat? He said, asat has three shabdas. Anyone who has association with woman is asat.
That is the strongest bond between to the body and the soul.
He's asat. But he doesn't, we say that Srisangi, to associate with woman without marriage, we say, don't do this. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is either illicit or legal. It is awesome.
Whether married or unmarried, it is
not. It is awesome. Therefore, when you are 24 years old, you give up with young home wife. You got a son now.
Practically.
And you are very, very strict to talk with no man. No man could come before him to offer respect, little from far out. But he's one of the personal associates. He simply desires immediately of the victim. Shatarila.
I didn't understand.
His personal associate, his name was Chotoharila.
Uh-huh.
He looked upon a woman with lusty desire.
Oh, I see. He looked upon a woman with a lusty desire and he allowed it. He
immediately rejected him from his office.
Really?
And you are so strict, this man being hopeless, that he not be able to associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He committed suicide.
Really?
Yes. And when he learned that he has committed suicide, he did not regret. Yes, this is the just punishment. How was it? Dushitam Sangitana, he said, Niskinchana Sab Bhagavad Bhajano Mukhasya Paran Paran Jigimso Bhagavasagarasya Vishainam Sandarsanam Atu Dushitam Vishainam Sandarsanam Hahanta Hahanta Vishavaksanata Bi Asadhu. This is Vaishnava behavior. Asat Sangha Tyagi Vaishnava. Asat attrition. Krishna Bhakta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sampradaya is very rigid.
Yes, very rigid.
Very, very. But if one is able to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and receives a little mercy, he is very merciful. He is prepared to be merciful to anyone, any foreign soul. But if you take it, his mercy, if you simply follow his instruction, then only. Karuna Katasta Boivatan Gaurami Vasan. Even if we are not able to get the whole mercy, a little part of his mercy. Unless you follow the standard way, na sukhana na para. If you have interest in Sukhava, then you practice Sukhava properly. That will make it happen. Otherwise, Tisham Krishalaiva Abhishyate. Simply, whatever labor you are doing, that is your profit and no other profit. The example is Tusa. Tusa is not the skin of life.
Yes, yes.
Husk. Husk, yes. So, if there is paddy, if you beat it, you get rice.
Right.
But if you beat on the husk,
you won't get anything.
But your gain is only that labor.
Only gain is the labor,
yes. Similarly, if you don't know what is the substance, you go on laboring, then laboring is your only achievement, nothing.
Such a beautiful example. If you keep on beating the husk,
what do you get?
It's the labor you get.
Samaya vai kevala. Dharma sanishtitattam sa vishyakshena kathasuja. No pavaya grathing jadi samaya vai kevala. But samaya vai kevala. What is the problem? Tapasya. Tapodipanaputrakajena suddhesa satya. Just purify your existence, that tapasya. Then you get jasmād brahma satyam anantam brahmante yogina anante. That is real yogic person. Satyānande chidātmani. Wo ramanta nā hai rāma. Do it nicely, you'll get success very quickly. otherwise samaya yogi. So why should you waste our time? Simply satisfied with the labor.
Hare Krishna.